Many, many times when we come to the Lord, we don't comprehend His plan. All we comprehend is our own plan. And I'm just as guilty of the rest of you. So if you'll bow your head with me, we're going to run to Jesus. Lord Jesus, without you I can do nothing. But all things can be done through you as you strengthen us, as you conform us more and more to your image, and that we are changed as we focus on you and not upon ourselves. And all of God's people said,
amen.
You're in trouble now. You agree. I kept hearing Psalms 94 yesterday and this morning as well, so I'd like you to come with me to Psalms 94. And sometimes we feel just like this particular part of the Psalms, and I believe it's King David who's writing this. He says, O Lord, the God who avenges, O God who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve. How many get an amen? Well, do you think King David had an emotional problem? Do you think he had an emotional problem? How many think he had an emotional problem? Yeah, he's up against the wall, and things are not exactly swift or sweet, and he's having a problem. How many know that Jesus is the Son of God? Who said David? You're right. He's the son of David, yet he was the son of Joseph. Then he was the son of God. Then he was the son of man. Woo-hoo. Got a lot of hats, doesn't he? Does a lot of different jobs. But he is the son of David. There's a blind man, Bartimaeus, climbed up the tree. No, I'm sorry, that's a different Bartimaeus. The blind one didn't. He was sitting on the edge of the sidewalk or something. And he was quite upset. He didn't climb the tree. That's a different one. Zacchaeus is the little short guy who climbed the tree. Now, they're related. I can get away with it, right? They both created a record. Yeah. But, you see, the blind Bartimaeus is crying out. One thing, Son of David, have mercy. How many of you had a few hurts in your life? Just a few. Put your hand up. Then you relate to King David because Jesus had some hurts. And he related to David. You and I have hurts. And sometimes we don't run to Jesus right away. We run to each other or we run for relief. Yeah, it's okay. We all do it. I do it too. I'm not disqualifying me. I'm not so holy that I don't have a few holes. Am I acting perfect? I'm under construction, just like you. Do I do it all right? No. Did King David do it all right? Thank you. So he's got a problem. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Pay back the proud what they deserve. How long will the wicked, O Lord? How long will the wicked be jubilant? Don't they seem to be setting in their ways and having a party and another party and a second party and a third party and another party? Amen. They pour out arrogant words. All the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people, O Lord. They oppress your inheritance. They slay the widows and the aliens. They murder the fatherless. Oh, boy, I think he's living in 2007. They say the Lord has not seen. The Lord does not see. Was that what your Bible says?
Yeah.
Lord, where are you? The God of Jacob pays no heed. Take heed, you senseless ones among the people, you fools. When will you become wise? When? Oh, man. Boy, do I want him to straighten them out. Does he who implanted the ear not hear? Oh, yeah, right. Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches a man lacks knowledge? The Lord knows the thoughts of a man. He knows that they are wonderful. Misprint? Yeah, misprint. The thoughts of a man are futile. They'll bring you to the wisest places in all the earth, and you'll get all the degrees until you're so full of degrees, you will put in a thermometer to shame. Yeah. Degrees are wonderful, but in the realm of the spirit, they're what? Dangerous. I have a person in my life who ended up getting a degree, and when they got their degree, they don't need Jesus anymore. Yeah. By their actions, they've gone back to the world, and they are enjoying the world and saying it's Jesus that did it. But I've got news for you. The degree has gone to their head. And am I worshiping degrees? No. Am I upset about degrees? No. Degrees are to be used by God. But the glory should go to Him and not to you. Just because you got one, you didn't get it without the brains that God gave you. And you didn't get it without the ears and the eyes that God gave you. And the intelligence and the ability to retain things. I have two sons. I told you that. One had a most difficult time in school. Yet he's so talented with his hands, he can do anything he wants. The other one is just the opposite. He's got this incredible mind, but he can't do anything with his hands without real effort. Yeah. And so the older one laughs at the younger one, and the younger one laughs at the older one. And guess who gets the last laugh? Dad. Because they need each other. And I remember one time, my oldest son had a problem with his computer. And this, he'll probably hit me over the head if he hears this, but it's the truth. When they were kids, the young men were rivaling each other. And of course, my oldest son used to, they're 2.5 years difference, used to always call his brother Nunu Brain. So we're on the phone just a few years ago. The younger one is the one that has all the talents with his mind, and he's an electronics engineer, and he's got all kinds of abilities with computers. So my older son was having problems with his computer. And it had been, I think, a week and a half that he is just struggling to get this thing to function, and he's not getting anywhere. And he calls me on the phone after he had victory, but not without calling Nunu Brain. He says, "You know what, Dad?" I said, "What?" He says, "After all my struggles, I finally decided I'm going to call my brother. And in 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes, he says, he told me exactly what to do exactly what I needed to do, and I don't have a problem anymore." And I says, "Isn't it wonderful to have a new brain in the family?" You needed it. Of course, the opposite is true when the other one has a problem with his vehicle. Or other things that are hard to work with because his abilities are different. So stop judging yourselves. Stop judging the one that has this particular talent or that particular talent and get upset like King David. Because maybe you need him. You need that other one. You need the one that's got that other talent. Oh, so he ain't like you? Praise God. If the earth was filled like me, like all like me, you know what? It would be a crummy place. If it was all like you, it wouldn't be much better. We need each other. That's what the body of Christ is all about. And I believe King David was learning this, and he's upset. You've never gotten upset? Praise God. Verse 8. Take heed, you senseless ones, among the people, you fools. When will you become wise? Does he who implanted the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches man lack knowledge? Who's the teacher of men? The Holy Spirit. The Lord knows the thoughts of a man. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the man who you discipline. O Lord, the man you teach from your law, you grant him relief from days of trouble till a pit is dug for the wicked. Ha ha! There's the future of the wicked. Till a pit is dug. How long does it take to dig a good size pit? Try it sometimes. Take your pick and shovel and try start digging in your backyard. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord has given me help. Ha ha! Oh, look at this. He needs the Lord. Do you need the Lord? Amen. I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. So David's looking back on his times when he saw the hand of the Lord set him free, release him from whatever was going on in his life. And when I said, my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. How many felt themselves sinking down, going deeper and deeper, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says, stop it! I'm going to pick you back up. Who gets the glory? It better be him. Because if it's you, you'll fail. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. What is he doing this morning? He's letting you see that you're human. And that you will have human moments. But you're also spirit. And your spirit, man, can lift you up if you choose to use it. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you? Why would King David talk about a corrupt throne?
He had to deal with it.
Yeah. How many seen injustice in our nation? In our government. In our major government. U.S. government. U.N. government. State government. How many have ever tried to pull your hair out because you'd like to change somebody? Come on. Am I alone?
No.
Okay, I'm not alone? Whoa! I'm not alone. Well, there are times that King David had this problem, you see, but God had a chance to change him. Does God have a chance to change you? Are you ready for some news? Close your eyes. July 2007. The glory of the nations fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will revere your glory. Psalms 102, verse 15. One day coming, says Scripture, the glory of the Lord will cover the earth, and all the nations will worship the Lord. So it was particularly exciting for prophetic revivalist Matt Soldier to bring the glory of God to a special impartation section inside a conference hall in the United Nations of America on June 13, 2007. How many are starting to leap for joy? Hundreds of diplomats representing nations from around the world attended the event, hosted by Margot Kemp, chairman of Christian Cultural Society within the UN. Within the kind of nudge your neighbor. Say, God's on the job. They are meeting at the UN, representing every sort of man-made attempt for world peace. So why not hold meetings to exalt the King of Kings? Who alone can lead the world to peace? Eagle's Wings opened up with worship, and there was this one refrain sung that was so appropriate for the United Nations. Jesus reigns in this place. Did you hear that? Matt addressed the convocation with inspiring words of being a person of influence for the kingdom and declared that God's kingdom was above every other kingdom. He affirmed that God had placed each delegate in their position in order to influence the government of this world. Yeah, God did it. God did it. Not your neighbor again. Say, God's in charge. Amen. He showed prophetically from Haggai how God sends the prophetic voice to bring awakening not only to his people, but also to spiritual and political leaders. Spiritual and? Spiritual and? Get a clue, God's on the job. This was awakening. This awakening brings in a stirring to build up a house in the earth for God's glory. Whose house? God's house. Matt, moved by the Spirit, called out several words of knowledge for healing. And he prayed for the Holy Spirit to touch the United Nations delegates. As God's glory broke in, many gave their hearts to the Lord and were deeply moved upon by the Spirit. The United Nations became filled with the glory and the power. Say, the glory and the power. There were many delegates who received Jesus for the very first time. The glory was so heavy that even as Matt and his team left the auditorium and the meeting hall, the team, obviously of onlookers, had to stop in the busy United Nations mezzanine to receive right there from the Lord. As delegates spilled out from the meeting, they were being slain out by God's power right in front of their offices. You just did. So the diplomats were refreshed with the presence of the Lord, and the MSM team walked the UN halls happily praying in the Spirit and poignantly singing the refrain, Jesus reigns in this place. Please continue to pray for the United States government, as well as the UN, that God would grant our leaders great wisdom and direction in our concerning world affairs. Pray for God's peace and the glory to reign in over every situation facing our world today. Isn't it good to get an answer to prayer? There is no authority in the earth without God's permission. There's not a crooked politician that's there because of an accident. I can just see. How many know Matthew had a job? What was he doing? He was a tax collector. Do you think he was a politician? Mm-hmm. Do you think he paid for his position? Oh, yeah. Did Jesus know it? Must have been wrong thinking on Jesus' part when he said, follow me. No. Exactly what he wanted, because he knew that you needed to have a mafia leader inside the team. A mafia leader would know how to handle mafia leaders. Amen? Oh, really? Now, if I remember, Luke had a job. Wasn't he a nice, wonderful doctor? So Jesus had a need of a doctor on the team. Oh yeah, why not we talk about our doctor, huh? He was arrested too. If I remember right, there was also a very religious man that Jesus chose down the road. Knocked him off his horse. Educated by the best. Jesus had a need of him on the team. Close your eyes. He has a need of you on the team. He has a need of your talents. You might have called yourself a new brain, but Jesus says, I need you. I need you the way you are, with your special background. And all the irritations that created what you are today are just what God needed. So don't start thinking yourself as the flunky that flunked out. Because you're the chosen vessel with the very precious background he wanted. Stop rejecting God's plan to use the things that baffle the wise. And start using your wisdom by the Holy Ghost to say, God has a need of me and I will be his specialist. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. How about that, huh? Can a corrupt throne be allied with you? One that brings on misery by its decrees. They band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress. Ha ha! Try it on. Say it. The Lord has become my fortress. My God. The rock in whom I take refuge. That rock inside the peach is not to be thrown away. It has power within it. And Jesus will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them. And I can rest from my labor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One final verse. I have to switch Bibles because he pointed out that there's a word in the Amplified that I need to give you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. St. Paul is writing, and in verse 5 he says, this is positive proof of the just and right judgment of God to the end, that you may be deemed deserving of his kingdom, a plain token of his fair verdict, that you should be made and counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for the sake of which you are also suffering. There's a season of suffering in the body of Christ. There's a season of suffering for every person. Some start much younger than others. Verse 6, it is a fair decision, in parentheses, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with distress and affliction those who distressed and afflicted you. Did you hear me? It's his job. He knows what to do and he knows how to do it. So get off the judgment case. It'll fall back in your face, and I don't want that. Verse 7. And to recompense you who are so distressed and afflicted by granting you relief and rest along with us, your fellow sufferers. When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in a flame of fire. When Jesus is revealed. What is that day? Is it already gone by or is it to come? Or is it now?
Now.
Huh?
Now.
It's continuous. It's now. The Holy Spirit has an ability to release angels of judgment whenever they're needed. But they will not be falling on you if you stay hidden in the rock. Stay where you are, in the rock. Hide with him. He'll protect you. His angels are all around you. Hebrews 1, verses 7 and 14. His angels are all around you. They are commissioned to take care of you. They are flaming swords of fire as swift as the wind, Psalm 103. So stop worrying. Bow your heads one final time. Father, this word that you gave me this morning is for the glory of your people, that they may see that you have your hand upon our country. You have your hand upon the United Nations. You have your hand of judgment on those that will receive it. And we don't need to fear needlessly. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Christ Jesus, release your mercy now to those who have need of rest. And don't let anybody be worried, because it really is a seat of fear. And God did not give us the spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. And all of God's people said,
amen.
And amen.